How are you?
It's Tuesday. I'm so happy to have you here today. This is awesome. If it's your first time stopping by, get ready, because you may not, because of the way the world is these days, you may not be able to tolerate or handle what I'm going to teach today. You're just not going to. Because I talk in what we speak. It's an ancient language. It really, truly is. We call it Scott logic around here, but in the history books, it's called common sense. That's what it was called years and years ago. And everybody used to speak common sense. They don't anymore. I don't know what it is. Open borders, whatever. There's something going on here. But nonetheless, we're going to speak common sense today and make some sense to you and help you get what you want. We're talking about saying yes to yourself. And by the way, for those of you who are thinking, Scott, wait, did I say yes to myself? Does that mean I have to say no to somebody else? No. No, you don't have to say no to everybody else. In fact, it's my contention that if you say yes to yourself enough and you pay attention to your goals, your dreams, your ambitions, the things you want to do, that you're just not going to have to say no much. It's just not going to matter because, oh, come here real close. Once you figure out that nobody's really paying much attention to what you're doing, and when you just decide to say yes to myself and go do it a little bit, it's like you just get to do it. It's magical. True. It's like the unicorn that you really want to ride. Okay. It's there. So yes to yourself. We'll talk about that on today's show. It is me, Scott. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by today. How do I describe myself? Somebody asked me that yesterday. Well, instantly came to my mind, and this is not political, not there's no commentary here whatsoever. Strangely, both of these gentlemen have passed away. And it's kind of a weird place for me to be right now, but how do you describe yourself? Well, I'm kind of a combination between like a Rush Limbaugh kind of communicator and a Robin Williams kind of frenetic comedy kind of guy. You know, think Robin Williams is kind of cool, right? He could be really, really funny, and yet he could be very dramatic at the same time. That's me. Not to say I'm Robin Williams at all. He was amazing. Huh? Miss him. Too bad on that one. Sad. Happy to have you here today. Thank you for stopping by. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. The Facebook group is rocking. We should have 1,000 members, I'd say, within a couple of days. And it's cool. If you are tired of your Facebook feed, if Zuck has given you the muck, but you're still there because your friends are there and all your pictures are there and all that kind of stuff, and you dig what I'm doing here, if you consider yourself maybe a booster, that's what they're calling themselves over there now, join us, facebook.com/groups/dailyboostpodcast. It's free. You got to answer a couple of simple questions to come in, but I do ask you to participate. Be nice and be cool. Be positive. Don't be uberly. You can be as positive as you want to be. I don't care. But if you're negative, you're out of there. We have zero tolerance policy for asses, to be honest with you. You know it. I know it. Come on. That's in the biblical way for sure. If a donkey shows up on my Facebook page, you're out of here. I'm just saying. I don't want to clean up the poop. Zig Ziglar saying, what the hell did I create? All right. So do you ever wish that things were less complicated in life? Do you? I know we're talking, Scott, I'm waiting for you to say, how do I say yes to myself? Hang in there. It's going to get there. Even if your job and your life are overcomplicated out of necessity, like launching a rocket, that's pretty complicated, or maybe performing brain surgery. You can simplify everything. Even if I may, I'm thinking about my doctor right now. Is it my doctor this week? A plus on a physical? Well, sort of. I'm 62. You know, it's not totally A plus, but it's close to it. For your age. Don't you hate that? Well, for your age, you're doing great. Damn, stop it. Shut up. Be quiet. How did I get here? Anyway, he's got a bad day because he deals with all kinds of stuff. And I was thinking about the folks who are out there on the front line, all the healthcare workers and all the stuff you guys are going through. And I hear from you, by the way. It's an overcomplicated, crazy life. It really is. And I know it's overwhelming. But even if that's the case, Even if that's the case, you can begin to change how you feel. We'll talk about being joyful later on this week, and you can add that into your life. But no matter what you're doing, it makes no difference at all. You can say yes to yourself and make things easier for yourself. So the fact is, any action that you're taking right now in your life or your job is probably not causing the overwhelm. Let me explain what I mean by that. Whatever you're doing, maybe you're a healthcare worker, maybe you're a doctor, maybe you are a rocket scientist. That's not me. No, I'm really good at watching the rockets here out of the Kennedy Space Center here in the Sunshine State. But whatever you're doing, like what I do for a living, I love what I do. The actions I take every single day are just inside of me. I just love doing it. It's great. That's not the issue. The issue, it's not the issue of the people and the results that are causing you to feel that way. Now, people, there's not a whole lot we can do about that. No matter what you do, you're going to run into people. It just happens. And it's cool. People are cool. I love people. Yeah, I do. Well, at that level, there's some people I can love, but I'm like, don't really like them that much. Happens. So the people are going to be people. There's like 7.4 billion on the planet. We're not going to get away from the people thing. It's going to happen, which is why you need to say yes more to yourself. The results you're getting, if you're doing something and you love what you're doing, yet you're not getting a result, very likely you're feeling the overwhelm because you're not getting the result that you want. We've got to make a tweak on that, don't we? You do. It's frustrating if you're just doing exactly what you love, but you don't feel like you're getting what you need from it. Happens a lot. When it's common sense way of thinking, you look at that and you go, what am I missing here? A lot of what I do in my coaching groups is just that. People are doing things they love to do. We show them how to do it. And they're like, yeah, but you know, come on, man. I'm fighting every step of the way. Like, okay. And we teach them how to kind of get around that. And you can too. A little bit of that today, but mostly you don't have time for it. But a couple of ideas for you. Ready? Number one, and a lot of you aren't going to like this. And that's okay. You're doing it anyway. You are. Practice the law of good enough. Perfectionism is overrated. It's going to waste years of productive time you could use to enjoy your life more. Set your own standards and rise to them. A little thought in my mind here. By the way, I have my daily nugget that I send out every single day, which is the written version of this podcast. It's only about maybe 200 words, and I end up talking, a couple thousand words on the podcast. This stuff is not in the nugget today. But when I say this, when I say practice perfectionism, can you do that for me? I'm a little busy here on the podcast. Practice professionalism. What ends up happening is, for those of you who are like, no, it's got to be perfect. It has to be. Well, here's the thing. From the outside looking in, this is just me. I'm just observing that while you're so perfect doing that, you're screwing up everything else. You are. So while you think you're a perfectionist, all of us know the real secret. You're a royal. I'm not going to say that. A cluster. Like, you know it. So just get to good enough. Secondly, get good at saying no. Wait a second, Scott. You said don't say no so much. Yeah, I want you to say practice being good enough. Focus on yourself a little bit. That two-letter word is really awesome. It's a default answer and should be your default answer for everything when it comes your way. But here's the thing. It's not in the nugget today. If you don't say anything at all, sometimes you've said no. Now, there's a lot of that going on right now, particularly like around past holiday season. Hey, RSVP! And you don't, and you show up anyway. It used to mean you wouldn't show up. But much of things in life is if you don't respond, it's kind of a no, isn't it? Just because somebody reached out to you, sent you an email. I got a bunch of emails yesterday, a whole bunch of people. Brand new business ideas. Scott, you need to do this. Why aren't you responding? I've one last time, and if you don't respond to me, I'm not going to let you in on this opportunity. I didn't say no. You know why? Because it was the opportunity I saw 10 years ago, and it's still not working. I don't need to respond just because you reached out to me. I don't have to. I don't have time to respond to 10,000 people a day. I'm sorry. When you figure out that saying no is not always the act of saying no. Sometimes the act of saying nothing, you do pretty well. Now, sometimes a no is very explicit. There's no doubt about that, but I'm going to give you that. Sometimes you just have to, cut to the chase and say, hey, guys, it's not my thing. Stop. And finally, oh, God, this show is long. I need to get out of here. You're getting way too much for your money. Keep in mind that the only thing that you must do in life is very, very simple. So let me give you 1 second here, okay? Let me just play the cool music, push the button, and make the music play. It's a magical thing, isn't it? There's only one thing in life you must do. I must get up and go to work. I must take care of my family. I must. breathe?
Yep. What?
Death and taxes?
Okay, I'll go with death. I'll give you that. Breathing and death. That's kind of it. That you must do. Everything else is optional and it is self-inflicted. Answering an email. Paying taxes. It's optional. Yeah, are there consequences? You better believe there are. Absolutely. But truthfully, the only two things you have to do is breathe and die. And amazingly, if you don't breathe, you die. See? So it's kind of one thing. There you go. A massive dose of Scott logic in your brain. Just some of you be driving down the road today. Wait a second. Huh? Tell you what, if you're in a stressful meeting, and this is not from a meditative standpoint, if you just think today in a stressful meeting, all I really have to do is breathe and I'll be okay. Not from a breathing to survive physically, meditatively, just because that's really all you have to do, you'll be better off. All right, that's all I got today. It's way too much already. Shame on you for taking all this out of me. Tomorrow, why a boring life is a boss life. It's awesome. I'll see you tomorrow.